George Orwell once lived in Paris, but he may not have had it particularly in mind when he wrote 1984 and created the concept of Big Brother keeping watch over citizens. Today, technology is becoming ever more a part of the fabric of ordinary life. At the start of the new school term, the biometrical scanning of pupils' handprints as a way of paying for meals has appeared in more school canteens in France. With computers, mobile phones, chip and PIN payment systems, not to mention surveillance equipment, our movements are being traced and tracked as never before, as Radio France International's Alice Moss reports from Paris.
Smile, you're being watched. We live in a global village that's saturated in technology where security is paramount. Here in France in the 1970s, the revelation that every citizen had been given a secret number under which all their administrative files were stored led to the creation of a public body called CNIL. Their mission, to try and ensure that legally our private lives are not intruded on by information gathering of any kind. Its president, Alex Turk, says the organisation is watching those who are watching us.
Today, the problem we have is tracing an individual. You can trace someone using biometry by geosatellite tracking through video surveillance cameras, etc. For example, with GPS receivers, you can follow someone from a distance. For instance, in the work environment, a company boss can, under certain conditions, follow the movements of one of his workers. He has to tell his employee it must not last all day, and there must be a justifiable reason for doing it. But of course, there is a difference between following someone to see if he's lunching with a certain lady at noon and making sure that a delivery can be in such and such a place during the working day to limit travel time.
Spying, c'est de l'espionnage, non?
No, if you want someone and it's linked to your movements in your professional life, and as long as you always have the possibility of breaking that link, then it's not spying. On the other hand, if you don't tell someone you're doing it and you do it to watch what that individual is doing in their private life, that is spying.
Has there ever been a case where you have advised very strongly against the use of this equipment because you've considered it too intrusive?
Yes. To give you an example, an insurance company suggested a system where, in exchange for a 40% reduction in their insurance premium, young drivers would have had to have agreed to be followed by a GPS receiver. But we thought that consent given by a young person who is offered a 40% cut in price was no longer consent clearly and freely given, because that individual is under financial pressure and says, I'm going to do this to save 40%.
If we use a credit card or buy something online, our movements are recorded and information is shared, often for commercial purposes. But, says Jean-Pierre Dubois of the French Human Rights League, there are other national databases that are more disturbing.
Like the National Database for Genetic Prints and so on. Police officers created a huge database we call the STIC, and there is no judicial control. And in that database, you can enter very easily, because you enter not only if you are suspected of committing a felony or a crime, but if you are a victim and if you are a witness, you are in the database.
Records of telephone calls are kept for 6 months in France. It could be just a wrong number, but as the content of a call is not logged, only the connection is. So, if a member of a criminal gang calls you by accident, that contact will be logged. Computer logs from databases which store such information, says Jean-Pierre Dubois, is wrongly believed to be fail-safe.
We had that in a very important terrorist case, the Chalabi case, a huge mass case 5 years ago. They arrested a lot of people about the idea of an Islamic plot with terrorist actions and so on. About 250 people stayed in jail for 2, 3, or 4 years, which is very long, before being judged, I mean, which is incredible. And in numerous cases, I would say a dozen cases, if I remember well, something like that, you had only for evidence you were at the same restaurant as a terrorist was at the same moment or the same day.
During the next year or so, electronic ID cards are being phased in here in France. Lawyer and human rights campaigner Jean-Pierre Dubois again.
Our concern is that the identity card in the electronic version will be enriched the police will have instant access to a lot of things about your personal life.
All things considered, is there really such a thing as a private life anymore? Could I walk in Paris from the office to the metro for a 30-second period without being filmed or tracked in some way?
Today in France, yes, thank God, you will still go 30 minutes without being tracked, but obviously that's being chipped away, and a lot depends on exactly where you are, of course. But in a capital like Paris, it's still possible to walk in a street without being watched electronically. It's true there is some pressure on us to move towards the model of other countries. We are not there yet, but times are changing.
Alex Turk of CNIL. Whether we like it or not, Big Brother has come to stay. For Network Europe, this is Alice Moss in Paris.
Europe's Roma often live on the margins of society, suffering a